On July 15th, battered women all over California will not be able to get a court order to keep their husbands away. No one will speak for children who've been made a ward of the court. Drug dealers won't be sentenced, all because the courts will be closed that day and on the third Wednesday of every month that follows.
Historically, the judicial branch has been viewed as somewhat of a stepchild when it comes to budget matters.
San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera was among those protesting the statewide closures today.
I think it's perfectly appropriate to highlight the importance of the courts and what a vital role they play to the entirety of our community.
Herrera says this is one budget-saving measure that puts lives at risk.
The thing is, if you look at the issue that are dealt with in the courts every day. You have kids in foster care, domestic violence cases where health and safety of individuals are directly on the line every day.
That one-day-a-month closure amounts to a 5% pay cut for 5,000 state court workers and is expected to save the state about $18 million. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.